This evening,
Kim, my special guest on the Sunny Side of Sports is Dr. Larry Azamajay, the founder and chief executive officer of VOA partner Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM in Nigeria. Dr. Larry has stations in Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha. And he joins us this evening by telephone from the western U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada. How are you doing, Dr. Larry?
Very good. And you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Dr. Larry, before we came on air, I checked the Brilla FM website, and it looks like you've been hanging with some heavy hitters at the World Boxing Council convention. Tell our Brilla listeners and our VOA listeners about that.
Yes, it's been a very, very big party for boxing faithfuls here in Las Vegas as the WBC holds its 52nd convention. 112 current and past champions headlined the event that started it off on Sunday. And Monday evening during the award ceremony, we had superstars like Floyd Money Man Mayweather Jr., Golovkin, the middleweight champion, Anthony Durrell, the middleweight champion, Golovkin, the super middleweight champion, Stephen Berman, the heavyweight champion, Marvin Hagler, Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Hands of Steel, Leon and Michael Spinks, Tommy Hearns, Bone Crusher Smith, Ricky Hatton, Nigel Benn, Joe Calzaghe, Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, Sugar Shane Mosley, Riddick Bowe, the one we call Big Daddy. Indeed, big stars here, and I won't forget the biggest name from Africa on parade, Azuma Nelson.
Big stars indeed, Dr. Larry. The first name you mentioned was Floyd Mayweather Jr. A lot of talk, Dr. Larry, that Money Mayweather might go against Manny Pacquiao in 2015. What's the general feeling there in Vegas, Dr. Larry, about the possibility of such a mega bout?
It is a fight everyone is talking about. It is a fight everyone wants to see. I had a short chat with Sugar Shane Mosley, and he too underlined that, saying this fight must happen in 2015. Everyone is happy that finally they are calling themselves out. I was ringside for Amir Khan Alexander on Saturday, and I thought Amir Khan advertised himself as a big attraction. But again, Mayweather has said no to Khan because Khan is still not popular. And he's saying it should be Pacquiao. Everyone is saying it should be Mayweather, Pacquiao, and I don't think they both will miss this.
Dr. Larry, lots of talk in the media that Mayweather wants a bigger share of the purse than Pacquiao. Do you see money being a hang-up?
Well, I think clearly that Mayweather should have a bigger purse because he's the one who holds the biggest attraction right now. Don't forget that Pacquiao is just coming back from some defeats. And yes, he did very well in his last fight, but Mayweather is still the box office draw. So he should have a bigger one. Money should not be the problem because this is a fight the whole world wants to see. From Mexico through the USA to Africa down to China, this is a fight that I believe will sell out within 1 hour of it being formally announced.
Dr. Larry, another big star you mentioned earlier was Azuma, the Professor Nelson. I know he's been retired for a few years now. What's going on with the professor? How did he look when you met him?
Hale and hearty, in fine shape. And, of course, it was wonderful seeing him again. And Fenech from Australia, you remember their wars back then. Azuma is cool. Azuma is trying to help boxing in Africa. Azuma told me that he has a foundation right now in Ghana, and Azuma attended the African Boxing Union Conference, which we had yesterday. He contributed wisely, and he looks good. Fine shape, great guy, and I won't forget the white beard he carries now.
Dr. Larry, you mentioned that African Boxing Union meeting. Any interesting developments that came out of the meeting of top African boxing officials?
Yes, very many. And first, we must give kudos to the president, Hussein Houachi of Tunisia, and the secretary general, Celestino Mindra. Both of them indeed showed that they mean well for boxing in Africa. And the developments. One, it was clearly stated that regional bodies are not recognized by the ABU, particularly the one parading itself out there in West Africa called the West Africa Boxing Union or even Federation. The ABU said at that meeting, which we all attended, that that body is not recognized. And the president welcomed the new officials following elections in some African countries, Benin Republic, Uganda, Madagascar, and others. The ABU will be having its convention. The last was in 2011. The next will be in 2015. And the venue will be announced officially by the president of the ABU. The ABU is also hoping that doping tests will now be vigorously pursued in alliance with WADA. And that was clearly stated by the president when he was making his opening remarks. There will be zero tolerance for poor conduct by referees and judges, and they want to work for better ratings for African boxers because it's not getting too good now for Africa in boxing. And they also will be doing improved information flow so that everybody will get to know things happening within the ABU. It was a lovely meeting attended by many people, including representatives of the Nigerian Boxing Board of Control.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Dr. Larry, I'd be remiss if I didn't wish Manny Pacquiao a happy 36th birthday on December 17th as we talk. And I know you said there's a lot of interest in seeing the Pac-Man fight Floyd Mayweather in 2015. Looking back to last month, Dr. Larry, the Pac-Man, very impressive with a unanimous decision victory over Chris Algieri in Macau, China. And now we're all hoping, you're hoping, that maybe in his next fight, he'll fight Floyd Mayweather. I got to put you on the spot, Dr. Larry. I love to get predictions from Namdi Moweta, our reigning prince of pugilistics. And I'm going to put you on the spot right now, Dr. Larry. Should the Pac-Man go up against Floyd Mayweather, who do you like in that mega bout?
Well, the world will be entertained, but I'll put my money on Floyd Mayweather.
Why, Dr. Larry?
Because the guy, he said when he was addressing the audience here that all his life he has done nothing else. The only school he has attended is the school of boxing. Everything he has done, he said he watched Roberto Duran fight Leonard as a kid, and he drew inspiration from that and said, this will be my sport. He does the shoulder roll. His defense is wonderful. His arm speed, first grade. Footwork, something you want to praise any day. This is a guy who is sold out on boxing. And I think, Pacquiao will give him a tough fight. But nobody has the Mayweather code.
Like I always say, for every fight, everybody had a game plan. As of right now, there's not a blueprint on how to beat Floyd Mayweather. No one has found the way to break the Mayweather code.
And I don't think Pacquiao will also find it.
You make it sound, Dr. Larry, that maybe the Pac-Man has maybe too many distractions outside the ring?
Yeah, but once it gets a fight, once it is time to prepare for a bout, he gets it done. And that is the seriousness of a true fighter.
You mentioned Nigerian boxing, Dr. Larry. Can I get your thoughts on one of the top Nigerian heavyweights, Latif Power Kayode? Any news regarding Agbara, Raw Power, Latif Kayode?
No news from the ABU, no news from the WBC concerning him. But I think that clearly what he should do to continue to be up there is to watch what he does in terms of selecting who to fight. That is the problem with so many African fighters. They just go there like Sam Peter did. They don't allow people to guide them. Look at what they are doing now with Deontay Wilder, who is going to fight Beman Stevens on the 17th of January for the World Boxing Council's heavyweight title. From 2008 till date, he has chalked up 32-0, carefully guided. They built him up to this point. Look at what Latif did in his last fight. That was very bad. First round knockout. That was not good enough.
Finally, Dr. Larry, I have to extend my heartfelt thanks for a wonderful and memorable trip to Nigeria in October. You were a wonderful host, and your friends and staff at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, not just in Lagos, but also in Abuja, and I know you have stations in Kaduna and Onitsha. Just a great trip, Dr. Larry. What's going on with Brilla? Give me an update.
First, we want to thank you, too, for coming. We were really having the sunny side with you, and we hope it will continue. Brilla is doing well. We are hoping to do something new next year. The world is moving to the digital age, and what your mobile phone can do for you in terms of audio and video, we are beginning to look more seriously into. I don't want to make it public now, but I expect that in 2015, people will get to see and hear things from Brilla.
Dr. Larry Izamaje, the founder and chief executive officer of Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, a partner of the Voice of America with stations in Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha, speaking with us this evening from Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you, Dr. Larry.
Thank you very much, Sonny, and have a great day.
And season's greetings to you and all the Brilla folks.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Dr. Larry Izamaje, he certainly packs some punch on the Brilla airwaves as well as our VOA airwaves. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. I'm VOA Sunny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Yehaeus Wuhib and Kim Lewis.